Last time on Tales from Sunblock 18, the party arrived back in Dokken, only to have them being attacked by some rocks and the orcs. Where we were left off with Steve T telling one to suck it. Stay tuned to see how that goes for him.
How close are these two Christina Aguilera monsters?
Lizzie Lohan monsters. Wow. I'm thinking way too much about South Park.
They are. You have one within 5 feet, and then you have another one that's probably 10 feet away.
Is it within 10 feet of the other one?
Sure.
Sweet.
Anyone have explosives?
I would like to cast Lightning Arrow.
Okay.
So I'll cast Lightning Arrow, and I will aim at the one that's closest to me.
Okay.
So instead of my... Well, I should probably see if I hit first, I guess. Okay.
Sound like artillery coming.
Ah, fuck, there's almost a nat 20. 18.
18 hits.
Sweet. All right, so it'll take 4d8 damage, lightning damage. Which is...
Oh, motherfucker.
20.
Okay.
And the one next to it will take 2d8 damage. Which is only 8.
So every little bit counts.
Line them up, knock them down.
So that was my bonus action, and I still get one more attack.
Yeah, you get two attacks.
So I will just use a regular arrow on the same one I initially shot at.
All right, the one that's close to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't worry about melee, because technically you're supposed to have disadvantage because it's melee. But ultimately, it doesn't really make sense to me. I think it's because it's like, I probably have a better chance at hitting you with an arrow.
Here. Oh, I know what you're saying, yeah.
Than I do if you're...
Farther away.
If you're at, yeah, you're the doorway of Chewie's bathroom.
Yeah, I can see if they're right on top of you, if they're engaged, absolutely.
Yeah, because technically it's supposed to be like within...
Not even that. It just... Legolas was able to use a fucking ball point blank.
He would just grab an arrow and...
You'd stick him one in the chair. Yeah. I mean, so I feel like...
Keep
a ranger, yeah. Like
I don't even care.
Yeah, because like you're going to take...
I mean, I very easily could have just backed up too.
Fuck that. Fuck that. No disadvantage.
I'm just letting anybody who just decided to join the... podcast,
why are they doing that? Because fuck you, that's why.
We kind of do our own rules here. Because we don't know most of the rules.
We can kind of make it up as we go. 25 to hit, by the way.
That hits. And we also, there's like one of our guys here, we have to teach him how to play D&D.
Every time.
Every time we play for years.
Don't even look at me.
It's been a few years we've been playing.
That's just an extra 5 damage then.
Okay.
I didn't even ask a single question today. Leave it alone.
He also probably would surprise me in like 10 minutes he discovers something he had. That his character had. He already used once before, like the panache.
He's rediscovering it.
Panache. Okay, so now it is.
What does that do again?
Totally forgot. Maybe you can
look it up.
Rediscover. So now the one that you've been attacking, the main one that's in front of you, it's going to come down and attack you because it's just.
It's a little pissed.
It's there, yeah. You guys have been putting a hurt on this last round here.
Dude, fuck him.
Yeah, I could use this all the time.
Does a 13 hit you at all?
It does not.
Okay, so this one, it's hurting, and it's really angry, so it kind of just like, it misses. You're able to dodge out of the attacks and stuff like that.
And as he swings and misses at me, I swing and attack back at him.
Okay, there we go.
With a 15.
15 just hits.
Ooh, okay. Or 10 damage.
Sucking dick.
Fucking fuck you, Lindsay Lohan. Fire crotch bitch.
So now.
Jesus Christ.
We're at Lena.
Your Ruby character is never going to have a chance at this.
I'm tired of all this shit. I really feel like me and her hit it off.
You can't. Just wait till she's a corpse.
I'd still fuck her.
Anyway.
Yeah, Lena's up. So, Lena, you got one in front of you. You guys both have somehow missed the last round.
Guess I'll swing at that guy. Blades
get long.
Yes.
18
hits.
Yay. Can't take anymore.
He's going to switch sides on us. They're fighting us.
Arrows and tentacles.
10 points.
Still alive, isn't he?
Yeah, he's still alive.
God damn it.
Hurting, though. hurting.
No, first Lindsay Lohan is going down.
Kind of like Rocky getting beat up by the Russian.
I didn't hear no bell.
Where's 15?
You murder it. It's dead.
He's like, I...
That one's dead.
Made of so. Iron.
Then, my third one. I fucking,
one of the overtimes I did.
I'm going to walk over and Rocky smack marathon. Fucking...
I do shit all day, sat in front of the TV for fucking okay. hours, watching Rocky 2 to 4, all of them. I was like this for 8 hours. Watching Rocky.
22.
Vince.
12.
12 points of damage. All right. You're just doing a hurting on this one.
Fuck you, Lindsay Lohan. So
now we're down to the one that's attacking Abel. That's probably the...
And nobody's giving a fuck about it. Abel's like...
I hit it's been attacked. It's had like 14 points. You attacked the other one.
Oh, it was the other one.
The other one. The one that...
I've been wailing on.
This hits with a 25 and a 22 on Abel. It's actually just who I rolled when does 7 points of piercing with the beak. And then and then 15 points of slashing with its talons as it goes in and down and pecks and slashes at you. And now it's your turn, Abel.
Alright. I'm going to hit the Radiant Warhammer again. Six plus. This is. No, it's 2d6. Goes 2d6 or 1d6.
That's probably for your radiant damage or something.
Yeah.
Might be. If that's what it says in the weapon.
6.
6 to hit?
No. Radiant damage. Or wait. Yeah. Never mind. I didn't tell.
That's. Fifteen hits.
Wow. Got it. So 9 plus. Three.
12 points. All right. So you had Abel take the swings the hammer. Every time Abel's like hitting this flying monstrosity, Lindsay Lohan with the hammer, it's kind of like a bright light, white light kind of sparks out.
Sobriety.
Yeah.
Steve Cowers.
Oh, what's that like?
What is that?
Now we're back to the top of the order, which we got to go all the way down to a 10. Everybody rolled. All the people who rolled well, they died relatively quick. So now we're at Steve T.
Let's go.
Smash.
Hey, use the shit you just rewrote.
Shut the fuck up. I want to attack the one right in front of me again.
Okay. Now this is the one that's hurt pretty good.
Fuck him up.
19.
That hits.
24.
Hits.
I hit him for 9. 29.
29 with the first attack.
And another 13.
Nice.
Okay. It's turn.
My turn. I see a reeling. I cock back 2 arrows. Let him fly. How about 20?
Hits.
And 16.
That hits. Holy fuck.
13 total damage. With two goddamn arrows. God damn it. I can hit, but they're very small. Made of wood. They don't hurt that much.
We gotta upgrade your arrows.
They're already hard. They're poisonous.
Most of it's like upgrading the bow, getting better equipment, but it's, you know, unlike most role-playing video games where you just go through and you get equipment and like 2 minutes later you get stuff that's better. D&D's not like that.
Yeah.
Because then you have guys just hoarding. You'd be hoarding stuff in your bag of holding.
Absolutely.
No. Like, you're hoarding this random stuff, which is fine, but like, you'd be hoarding like +2, +3 weapons.
I would never.
Yeah. Not a lion in there?
I have Christmas lights.
A dead one, yeah.
Everything's dead in there.
Yeah. I have a dead griffin in there. What's that giant beetle thing that almost tore open my bag? That's dead in there somewhere. Oh, fuck. I have to sit down and write this all shit down. I have to listen to every episode. It's all bullshit.
So we gotta do, yeah, it's like I said, sit down where you're taking a poop. Just make it up. I'll tell you whether or not it's in there.
Me and that stole. Oh, fucking, remember that when I held that guy's dick off?
Oh, yeah, and like, the king.
We stole his whole house.
Which time?
Yeah. We like stole his whole house. We had like royal clothes.
The last time it backfired. How about that?
So, I rolled a.
The last time, though.
To attack Nat 1.
Bring it.
Rolled a 22 and a 19.
They both hit.
Oh. All right. So the beak attack.
Let's see what I'm subtracting.
12 points of piercing for the beak.
Ouch.
And then 8 points of slashing for the talons then.
Ow. All right. Giant killer.
Okay.
You son of a bitch. 20 to hit.
Hits.
And another 9 damage.
Okay.
I got arrows for days, motherfucker. I make these in my spare time.
I do it when it's other people's turn.
It's kind of like in Lord of the Rings. Legolas only ran out of arrows twice during the whole time.
And he still was shocked. It's like, shit.
So you're just...
All right.
It's kind of like you have somehow your quiver just... Yeah. Never, it's like an unlimited supply.
Whenever we have downtime, it's a magical. I'm either drinking or making arrows.
A magical, unlimited supply.
After every battle, after every battle, Steve gets spun out and just throws arrows in the bag of holding.
He just goes and just pulls them out of dead bodies and stuff like that. And the whole time, Nat 1 thinks he has a magical quiver. That's
fine.
I just put him in there. And during battle, he just sneaks him in there.
Here you go, buddy. You're easy. I do what I always do.
So
those are too lazy to keep track of our inventory.
Yes, we are.
And I'm too lazy to have you guys go to the store. Let's go to the shop to buy some arrows.
If we're going to the shop, some mugger rob somebody.
Or I'm Steve T. I got to go buy bullets.
I gotta go sell
even
some
though
coke.
No one else in the whole world sells them because only the dwarves have this stuff. So I'm not going to make him have to go buy this stuff.
He mines the ore and forges the shit himself.
Yeah.
So now we're Lena, you're up.
But the one's fucked up, right?
One's fucked up pretty
and
good.
And the other one just keeps attacking him.
Just keeps attacking Abel.
I guess I'll go after the one that keeps attacking him.
That works.
So maybe it'll draws attack attention. Somebody besides the
player. We're going to need him later.
Sounds good.
When this thing fucks me up, I'm going to need him to pick me up.
Or did I?
The flurry blows him.
Hits.
20.
Hits.
Oh, 11, though. And 17.
That hits.
Boom.
Try to do this math in my head.
Fuck math.
Fuck math. That's the devil.
So Lita, kind of with this fly, with Lindsay Lohan kind of facing Abel, and Lita kind of comes up behind and kind of like punches her ass cheeks.
Yeah, there's some blindsided fisticuffs. There you go.
Feedback on her ass
that she doesn't have.
She's a nice ass. See her gargantuan fit titties.
That's not her ass, though.
What are we doing?
I don't know.
All right. Broadcast professionals.
All right. The one that actually Lena just attacked is going to turn around and attack Lena now. Uh, 21. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, just hits. So that was with the talons. It went to turn around. I went to take a quick poke of the beak and mix, but you kind of dodged right into the talons. So 13 points of slashing damage.
He's both flesh wound.
That is. Now it's Abel, who's finally had to be able to go without getting attacked for a turn.
Whoa.
Now you're looking at the ass of
the area where one belongs.
Good old Lindsay, 23.
That hits.
Eight, and then 10.
All right. 18. All right, so now we're back to after Abel swings at the ass of the flying monstrosity. We're back to the top of the order, and Steve T.
He's reading his character sheet.
Trying to find some other random stuff.
I'm doing fine. All right, shit.
I'm playing a two-word name game.
Yep.
Description.
Actions. All right, Stevie, you're going to go for 23.
That hits.
And a 23.
It hits again.
Not this time. Just the first
one. First one, yeah.
30 for the first one.
Okay.
And another 14.
Okay.
That one's still up.
It's still up.
Jesus.
Barely. Like if someone were to do similar damage to what you just did last time, it would be done.
I'm about to fucking try.
So now we're at, after. I'm guessing when you stab twice, you rape her, you stab and shoot. I don't know what you're doing.
No, I just do double rapier.
Okay.
Double raping.
Double.
Full on double rapist.
Yep.
Yeah.
They still work for me. But now it's now one after Steve T gave the old double stab.
Swinging the hit with some arrows. Oh, that's not good. 11.
That misses.
Yeah. I'm feeling. Well, yeah, but how about a 13?
That misses.
Son of a whore.
The magic.
That would have hit an orc, but just not.
I'm preoccupied.
Not one of these. So now this one, the one you just attacked, is now going to attack Steve T.
Damn it. What? It's
getting tired of getting stabbed. So it's going to take.
So I was no threat.
Oh, I'm kidding, dog.
I didn't need it. A 14 and a 10.
Nope.
So, I feel you, Lindsay.
So now we are at Lena.
You sang the headed last time.
Okay, sounds good.
Nope. 16.
Hits.
Nat 20.
There you go.
And a 23. So 3 with a nat 20.
15 and up. That's what you guys need. 15 and up.
I knew that. I was paying attention.
Sure, you guys have hit it enough. You guys have roughly
47.
47 total for everything?
Yep. Hit him with a little max star punch.
There you go.
Sounds about right. Nah, I don't know. Fuck it. Just make it up.
This is what it is. Add 10. Who cares?
So now the one that you just mollywopped, it is now going to attack you again. Or not attack you, because 15 and a 9 definitely don't hit.
You're just going to try.
I gracefully spin out of the way while flipping him off the entire time.
There you go. So now we're enabled.
Ah, the taunt.
Like, I'm getting ready to throw some dice at the craft table. I don't know.
25?
Hits. Nice. Or on a floor to, like, the hit a wall. In the back of an in an alley, you know. I'm losing all my money because I don't know what I'm doing. So it's just like,
I can throw the dice. I've no
they're making up rolls and it's taking my money. Next thing you know, I went in with $100 and I came with nothing.
18 damage.
Okay. All right. So after able to hit it again right in the ass cheek, hit the other ass cheek this time. We're back to the top of the order with Steve T.
Steve Tizzle.
Yeah, Mary.
Oops. You closed the app out, play some other game.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't this time.
This time.
Actions. Here we go. Come on. Hold on, I gotta reload you up.
Oh, God. You want a D20 roll?
No.
Okay.
But I don't use the app, I just use the 28. Website.
28 hits.
Same. I never use the app.
23
hits.
I hit him for 9. And 17.
So
26. And the second hit will be for 15.
All right, you kill that one.
Oh.
So.
You stab it in the ass line right in your face.
It falls down your sword right on your face.
It's facing you now, so you don't stab its ass. You kind of like, you stab it in the throat, and it kind of just like, now it's on top of you. It kind of just falls to the ground.
I'm so sorry. You're so beautiful.
So now you have Nat 1, who just watched Steve T kill the one. So now you have one left.
All right. I change direction and aim at the other one.
All right, there you go.
Send it.
Still hate you, you fucking giant.
25. I do hate giants. It's in my backstory. 25 and 29.
They both hit.
God damn it.
Steve T's manipulative hat.
14 total damage with both arrows.
14 total with both arrows?
I'm going to have to break out some more magic. This is not cutting it.
All right, so Nat 1 went and attacked the other one.
F it is holy war. We should be able to find some cool weapons to upgrade all you guys.
Sounds like an executive decision not to be made by the player.
I'm feeling it, though.
I just have a good feeling about this.
Wait until I try to figure out how I'm getting that bullrock in the back of holding.
Definitely not.
Shrink it the fuck down. Turn it into a porcupine, shove it in.
But, alright, so now we're at, Lena, you're up, because the one that would be going next is dead. So now you have one little flying monstrosity.
What's that, the orcs? I'm forgotten about the
they're,
orcs.
They're dead. They're all.
Okay, we killed them.
All the, any other orcs. Like, there's battle going on.
Yeah, they see some past and they're like, nah.
They're fighting, like, the Delkin soldiers and stuff like that.
I only hit it once and for 11.
Okay.
It's something.
It is. It's whittling it down. This one's been taken little by little each time. Except one really big hit where we didn't roll that nat 20, so that really big chunk. So now it is that one's turn.
Old Madly won.
No, that one, you idiot. Madly won.
Takes a... And this is Lena with the 12s for both attacks. This thing just cannot hit Lena.
Too quick.
With the DX cross.
Too abusive with the finger.
Yep.
So now, Abel, you're up. After it, this is starting to get really irritated. It went from attacking a door very successfully to now it's attacking this monk thing that keeps punching it.
Beast.
And it can't hit closer to your size.
Looks like a bat. Hits.
Start working out again.
11.
That's there you go. Like I had last time my wife, we went for massages Saturday. It's like the top of my hamstring on my left leg, and it wraps around to like the inside of my thigh. But it's high enough up where you can't ask a legit masseuse to really massage it without seeming like a creep.
Yeah.
Like, hey, can you rub my inner thigh up here? It's like here. Can you rub it? You know, it's just going to sound, I'll sound like weird. Like if she would massage it, it'd be different, but she just doesn't regularly massage that area. So it'd be weird. And I'd feel like Chip Kozik.
Then you never want to feel like Chip.
You don't want to feel like Kozik. The oldest guy on the block. Only one you gotta want. You gotta actually supervise. He's the oldest. He's my oldest wing officer. I gotta supervise him the most. There's times I gotta show
him. And he runs half a wing.
Anyway, he runs half a wing, and sometimes I gotta tell him how to do his job.
Talking about causing.
Like, not like actually, like, yeah, not actually like run the wing, but like other things involving his job as an officer. All right, I got off the rails there.
Leave the female staff alone.
Yeah. Abel just went. Now we're back to the top of yours, Steve T.
Steve Tiz.
You're underneath one right now. So kind of.
So Steve takes one shot at it. Gets out from underneath that thing and takes one swing. Second in action, and they call speed my attack, right?
Well, no, you use half your movement to get up.
All right.
It's free action. I'm going to say it's a free action for you to push yourself out. And just to stand up, you use half your movement.
Right.
And it's only 10 feet away, so I think your movement's 30, so you have 15 feet left. So if you want to go stab it twice, or if you want to shoot it.
Nope, I'll stab it. 25.
Hits.
And 15.
Hits, just. Gave him a gun, he just doesn't need it.
15 and 14 for the first hit.
So 29.
And 10 for the second.
39 total. Alright, this one's hurting pretty good. It's hurting. That one, you're up. This DT's climbed out from underneath.
Same deal. Swinging the hit. Oh, jeez. Alright, 12 misses. Oh, Jesus Christ. And 11 also misses. It's four straight.
You just can't hit.
Keep a track.
Just can't hit. Now, Lena's up after that one. Just took two shots and missed.
Losing arrows. Somebody find me some more.
23, 16, and that 20.
They all hit. You might just have to move closer. Because when you were closer, you were able to hit it.
That's true.
You're now 10 feet away from it.
And it's not going well.
No.
Yeah. 43.
Alright, so how do you want to kill this thing?
It's got like a thorax and everything, right? I can't tell. It looks very bug like from here, but my eyes are
no,
terrible.
No, it's literally.
You jump up and just keep punching in the face till it passes out and his ass lands on Steve T's face.
I'm Steve T, and I approve this message.
Okay. Steve T, roll a... Roll a Constitution saving
performance.
Constitution saving throw. It's real Constitution.
Hang on, I want to go to saves. Con save. This should be a deck save.
It's not. For what this is, it's not. You know what? I'm going to give you
14.
Right, you got it. You passed. I was going to give you an advantage, but you passed anyway. So.
Should make deck save.
Well, no, it had nothing to do with it falling on you at all. It was just, this thing has a ability called spores to where it releases a poisonous gas.
Jesus Christ.
That's only a green to Chipotle.
And I was just going to say, since your face was going into its ass, you had that, but you passed it, so whatever you want to do.
Steve drags your offer, draws her right in the bag, all like.
Does not fit.
Does fit.
It does fit. It does not. It does not. It's way too big. It's a large creature. Not fitting. It's not hat.
Steve just cuts off pinky.
That's fine.
Throws right.
Oh, you got the pink. You got the finger.
I got pinky finger.
Pinky finger.
And the back all the way.
Yep. All right. So after the fight, after you guys killed, struck the final blow, you'll have other soldiers be yelling. And then you'll have what you guys know as the one general for Dokken, Letitia Goldstein.
Letitia.
Yeah.
Well,
was a sergeant once.
It's actually a, it's a big burly man.
Yeah.
It's General Letitia Goldstein. It's a big burly dude.
Sounds Jewish.
Swore he was never going to go into management. Then told everybody the exact date he was coming back from being manager when he took a temporary thing. And then has been management for years.
Yeah. But, and well, you know, they're he's glad to see you. And what news do you guys bring?
We got a bunch of dudes to come help us out.
All right.
Sure.
And,
that kind of thing.
And some
dudes.
And some fruitcake with fucking long hair decided to fucking beam us in right behind two fucking monstrosities. So after we're done this war, somebody needs to send a strongly worded message to that fuck stick.
Okay,
and get back the goddamn fajita wraps that McDonald's swagger right
when will they be coming?
I think they said a couple of weeks, but I wasn't really paying attention.
Alright.
That was so last episode.
It was so this episode.
Yes, it was earlier today.
Was it?
Yes. Yeah. When we went in and it was conveniently just easy. And yeah. They're like, yeah, we got some dudes, you'd have a little bit.
Remember the Spice Girls?
Yeah, the Spice Girls. Spice was telling us that they
had. Oh, yeah. We were way too
He was probably playing some game at, you know, tour game.
I was not playing a tour game.
He most definitely was. But,
let me make sure. What...
So,
I was a tour game.
after you guys have told her, you told Letitia Goldstein this, word starts to spread and everyone seems to, you kind of see all soldiers kind of get like new hope in them.
Look how hard we fought.
Like they
join us.
They looked look like they were starting, you know, getting down. Alright, so we're going to advance to 2 weeks. Alright, so the 2 weeks are up. There will be a message that's received, and that all the other armies, they're ready. They're sitting there. They're actually, there's a river close enough to Dokken, and they're kind of, some of them are sailing up, some are coming by land.
By land, by sea.
And you guys will actually be able to look out. It appears that the orcs, it appears they probably know, like they have scouts out watching around. They know there's people coming. And you guys actually see the Baelor flying around, and he seems to be shouting to the orcs. And then the orcs attack. And as the orcs are attacking the walls, you see the other armies from all over the continent of Soleto, where you guys were just at. They appear, and it appears to be the final battle of this whole siege. And you guys actually were tasked with leading out the troops from Dokken, and there's everyone's just going one last shot. We're getting this thing done and over with. where we're attacking from both sides. You guys are taking forces out from the front gate, and you guys are out. You're meeting the orcs head on, and you guys are just cutting a path to the orcish army until you guys come face to face with the Baylor. And he drops down about 40 feet away. And that's where we're going to end tonight's episode of Tales from Cellblock 18. You guys facing off. And right now it kind of looks like, is this a big, like as the Baylor landed, orcs cleared out, all the other forces, like they cleared out. So there's like a circle
scene for us.
There's like a circle. And like
it's like a circle.
Like it's recess.
Yes. It's like
a circle.
Some are like they're fighting, but they're like almost not. Like some guys are sitting there watching, ready to see what the fuck's shit, going on. And
it's a mosh pit.
Yes. And then you guys standing there. Maybe Van Sant will be here next time. Might play again April 13th. I think it's their next Ford Air. Thursday before Ford Air. But yeah, you guys are standing there. You got the Baylor in front of you. And it's you four. Might be five next time. Because Van Sant will just magically appear there.
As he do.
It's like he just put a coin in and he joins in.
The jukebox?
Yeah. But that's it. Until next time. Maybe Steve T will finally figure out what feed he's going to take.
Keep your hearts on fire, boys.
Yep. This will probably... The whole clip of them leveling up is going to be at the end of this episode here. So if you guys want to listen to it, there will be music, a training montage. So you can listen to it. I'll cut out some of the really long gaps, but not all of them. Just to let the music ride.
Oh, Jesus.
But until next time.
All right.